I was always a papa, a grizzled old papa. Long before I was a John, I always was a papa.
Papa John Kolstad may have always been a papa, but it took a guitar, a happening music scene, and the cultural hothouse of the 1960s to give him the blues.
I spent the 40s in St. Paul, around Seven Corners. About 49 or maybe 1950, we moved to Wisconsin. So there I was with this huge world in front of me of woods and swamps and lakes. There were no blues around Turtle Lake High School. Well, a lot of people had the blues, but they didn't know what they were.
Kolstad was among that generation of Americans who grew up on either side of World War II. They were the right age when the Kingston Trio had a million-selling hit in the folk song Tom Dooley, and Elvis gyrated into the billboard with Heartbreak Hotel. Boys everywhere started begging their parents for guitars.
I actually asked for a guitar or a banjo, and they wouldn't buy me one. They said, you just lose interest right away. So when I finally got someone gave me a guitar, it was like a big deal. It was a plastic classical guitar. It had remarkably good sound. So I started literally playing on one string and learning melodies and just doing things. Then someone sold me some chords, and I thought, oh man, I'm in it now. And my brother-in-law showed me some Hank Williams songs, and he could play a few chords. Pretty rudimentary, but to me it was fantastic.
Remember how Kolstad was born in St. Paul? He still had a grandma living there, and that's an important part of his story, because he returned to St. Paul during his summer break from college in 1961.
Oh, I was going to change the world. I was going to be an atomic physicist. That was my course of study for almost 4 years.
But his grandma had a boarder who clued the physics major into a St. Paul coffee house called the Unicorn. Coffee houses were actually a recent phenomenon in the upper Midwest, imported from the coast and popularized and frequented by beatniks and musicians.
I learned a bunch of songs. The Golden Vanity, Blow the Candle Out, which is an old folk song, and The Fox. The Fox Went Out on a Chilly Night. So, you know, you just get immersed in that, and then you learn from other people.
A different kind of sound waited for him across the river in Minneapolis. His brother's girlfriend introduced him to Dinky Town, the Dinky Town that had just lost Bob Dylan to Greenwich Village, the Dinky Town where Kerner, Ray, and Glover were heating up coffeehouse stages, honing their chops, and only a couple years away from their landmark album, Blues, Rags, and Hollers.
They did develop a style that really nobody else, it didn't come from someplace else. It really is a Minneapolis style. I often tell that is that this is the Minneapolis style of blues. They're a huge influence on me.
Gonna get me a gun as long as my arm. Gonna shoot every man, never done me harm. Good time, Charlie's back in town again.
The physics student gave up physics and followed the music to the West Bank of Minneapolis, adopted a stage name, Papa John Kolstad, and trotted out his own blend of folk and blues music at the notoriously rowdy Triangle Bar. In the 60s, the West Bank was the place to go to hear music, steal licks, learn songs, and hook up with other musicians. Kolstad hooked up with the Sorry Mothers, a jug band outfit, which included future Prairie Home Companion alumna, Judy Larson. Then in 1975, he recorded one of the seminal albums inspired by the Minneapolis folk and blues boom of the 1960s and 70s, Beans Taste Fine.
An old friend of mine down in old Chicago finally made his pile. You know, he got himself a chauffeur, chef, and a maid, and he was living in the latest style. You know, I caught this cat eating in his greasy spoon and parked right out front his big limousine. I said, hey, buddy, if you've got so much money, what the hell you doing in here eating beans?
In a career that has now lasted half a century and has seen many albums, many cities, many influences, Papa John Kolstad still remembers one audience member in particular from his tour in 1975. Shel Silverstein, a man most kids remember as the author of Where the Sidewalk Ends, but musicians recognize as a songwriter of hits like A Boy Named Sue, One's on the Way, and the song that would be the title track of Kolstad's album, Beans Taste Fine.
He said, you know, sit down, I want to talk to you. And I said, well, it's a real honor to talk to you, meet you. He said, well, I want to tell you two things, and I want you to listen to both, because they're both really important. He said, I'm going to tell you the good things first, and then I'm going to tell you the bad things, and I want you to listen to both. You're one of the most refreshing young performers that I've seen in a long, long time. And you just did a great show, and I just really liked what you did, and I liked your presentation. And he said, the bad news is, all the material you're singing is all old and dated. And there's so many great young songwriters out there who can't perform like you can. And they need you to perform their songs for them. And you should go out and seek them out. And I said, well, actually what I did is we've been playing on the road. We've been playing a lot of our regular set so much that we got tired of it. And so the set you saw, I was pulling all kinds of stuff from the 60s out of my pocket, you know, and just doing tunes we hadn't done in a long, long time. I said, so yeah, they are old songs, but if you can stick around, we're going to do another set in a little while. So he stayed for our second set, and I played Beans Taste Fine for him, which he really liked.
Oh, let's take these folks back to Minneapolis.
So I just thought that was one of the great honors that by chance I ran into him.
When I woke up this morning, I looked around for some booze. Man, I want to get drunk.
This is Britt Omett for KFAI, where 10,000 Fresh Voices is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.